and whether this applies to all diabetics, but in my case, I've always been predisposed to hiding the fact that I'm a bit different to some other people. Although as more and more people are found to be diabetics, that's becoming less and less true. But at that stage, I was a bit of an oddity, and I didn't much care for that that status in life. And right up to even starting work and having had several jobs. I mean, they only found out that I was a diabetic when I had some terrible hypo, if be found slumped over my desk in the morning, when all hell would break loose and they'd cart me off to the nearest hospital.
You said your mother hadn't heard of diabetes. Do you think there was any shame attached to having diabetes in those early days?
Not, I mean, I wasn't aware of it. I was never teased by the children on on the estate or at school. I can't recall it ever being mentioned to me because, as I say, I was quite keen to give any indication that I was any different to. That I was in any way different to the other children with whom I was playing at that time. So it was only when it manifested itself in the ways that diabetics have, like they pass out totally and get to be carried home. And even then it was all done with, he's had another one, Mrs. Jones. That sort of routine. And my mother would sort of take me in and feed me with some Dexasol or some sugar or whatever. And 5 minutes later, I mean, I'd be up and playing again. I wasn't, with some conditions, I know people take days to recover, but, an infusion of sugar or glucose of some sort was an immediate cure for the problem, and I got out and got on with it again. So it never was a problem.
At what sort of age would you have begun to pass out?
I think when I think there are a number of stages in a diabetic's life. When one is perhaps not a child so much, but when one is a teenager, and especially in